man rear, and it caused the car to spin as seen at 4 or 5 times. And when we spun, we went down an embankment, a ditch, and we ended up against a tree. And that end for God, who looks after his people.
Yes. After all he went through for me and you, God elevated us by doing it for me and you. Picking up, elevate us. The Holy Spirit and you. Picking up, elevate us. Keep going first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Give negative words from a caterpillar power over you. Just a reminder, I'm a caterpillar.
My contact information has changed. My email address is Rosie, rosie8865@gmail.com. My telephone number is 818-442-0011. Thank you. God bless.
It's the 70,001 voice. Why Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast. With Reverend Joseph Martin, the Trinity Baptist Church 6430s. Reverend Joseph Martin, the Trinity Baptist Church 6430s. Reverend Joseph Martin, 1-6-4-8-7-5. Reverend Joseph Martin, the Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast, all to the enterprise.
God had put his spirit on the inside of man, and man knew exactly what God expected. Amen. Somebody said, "What's the weather?" Yes, I can back it up. Praise God. Look at verse 3. Put verse Genesis chapter 6, verse 3 on there. I wanted to put it on the board. I want to read it in the New Living Translation. Look what it says. Praise God. It says, "Then the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long," I want y'all to underline that word, long time, "for they are only mortal flesh." In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120. What about the spirit? They would not walk in the spirit of God. They walked and did everything contrary to God. They walked and did everything, praise God, the times they were big enough to do. Praise God. Guess what God did? God shortened the longevity of men. I just read in the 5th chapter where they lived 900 and something years. He said where they lived 900 and everything that they do continuously is nothing but evil. He said that they do continuously is nothing but evil. He said no more continuously is nothing but evil. He has followed that on up to Psalms 90. Oh, he took it from 120 years and brought it back to 40 years of strength. Praise God. Don't you want to talk about looking at the life expectancy of a man today, praise God, the life expectancy of a man should be about 80 years. Now, I know some of us going above that, praise God, and thank God, hallelujah, for that. Praise God, and thank God, hallelujah, for that. Praise God. We're going to be nobody until 300 and something years. Praise God, the Bible has already said 300 and up there. Praise God, the Bible is all continuing to sin. I am going to shorten the continuing to sin. I am going to shorten the continuing to sin. Praise God, the baby is going to continue to shorten. Praise God, y'all might not want to get with so he fighting that. He shot him. He everything. Praise God. All we got to do is pick up his phone. Praise God. All we got to do is pick up the phone. Praise God. All we got to do is pick up the phone. All we got to do is pick up the phone. Violence. There is corruption. Praise God. There is a departure from the Spirit of God. Praise God. And God said that I will reduce the number of days that man live. Praise God. But thank God for 120. God for 120. God, we want to be faithful. Praise God. We got to be. Some type of ark. You talking about it's going to rain. Y'all got to realize when Noah was building the ark, it had never rained. So they didn't know. So Noah tell them, say, boys, y'all better try to get ready, brother. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. He did that for 120 years. It's going to rain. It took a long time. Praise God. They kept doing what they were doing. Praise God. Almost like what we see today. Doing. Instead of the one and only true God. So if we want to be faithful, we must, praise God, we must be loyal to the one true God. Because we all are to the one. supernatural God. Spiritual man. Why is the supernatural God? My second point I want to make is the supernatural God. My second point I want to make is the supernatural God. My second point I want to make is the supernatural God. I want to make us be in pity to go out here. Praise God. Not to be. What we got to be. You see, God is instructed. We want to go back home and read from verse 11. I want to read your verse 12. God did us come home and read from verse 11. But Noah. Amen. God did us come home and read from verse 11. To Noah. Praise God. Because Noah, just like the folks around him, that was in that land at that time. Was in that God number eight. And God told him to have this big old number eight. He said, I want you to pull this off. Praise God. I want you to make it out of gopher wood. That wasn't nothing but some cypress. And he said, I want you to pitch it from the outside, and I want you to pitch it from the inside. In other words, all he wanted him to do was make it waterproof. Praise God. And I'll make it waterproof so that water could be made waterproof. And it's time to happen to get waterproof. Praise God. It was a waterproof drink. So he told them to do that. And you got to realize that was strange to Noah. Told him what he had to do. But you want to know something? Even though it was strange to Noah, praise God, was obedient to God's word. Praise God. And I know sometimes we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible tells us some strange things. Praise God, but we have to be obedient to God's word. Praise God, we have to be strange. God tells us that. God give you a whole bunch of them. Can I just give you about 4 or 5 of them right now? The Bible says, praise God, if somebody that slapped you on one cheek, praise God, they can turn you on. If somebody that's if somebody compel you to go a mile, praise God, you go too. That's strange. Praise God. Bible tells you somebody, you're not the Bible tells you that somebody hates you. You praise God. You know what the man side of us is to do. He's the man to do. You know what the dog, I'm going to kill this poor man. Praise God. You know what the dog, I'm going to kill this poor man. Praise God. If you can. That's the wrong. Praise God for you to be by him. Praise God. That's some strange teaching. Praise God. But if we're going to be obedient to God's word, hallelujah, we have to be obedient. We're going to time. There's going to be some instruction. We are going to be strange. But we have to be obedient to God's word. Hallelujah. So in order for us to be faithful, we must obey. Be faithful. Praise God because you're so faithful. Be faithful. And be loyal because you're so faithful. He tells us, praise God. You're just going to slap some cheek. We'll turn the other way. Amen. And we know, man, brother, that's hard. That's hard. Instruction sometimes, but praise God, if we're going to be faithful men and women of God, we are going to have to, praise God, be obedient to His word. But praise God, let me come to a close. Hallelujah. Not only if we want to be faithful, praise God, we have to be loyal. Only if we want to be faithful, only be loyal. Only one word. Only one word. But praise God, ultimately, if we are going to be faithful men and women of God, praise God, we are going to have to resist this world. We have to know that. Let me say that. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, if you want to be faithful, man, woman, or girl. If you want to be a simple man, woman, or girl. If you want to be a simple woman, or girl. If you want to be a woman, or girl. If you want to be in the church, and another foot, and some of their body out to deal in the world. We have purposes that's this world. Praise God.